It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to his fiance, wrestling legend Ric Flair is still in critical condition and suffering from multiple organ problems. Ric's fiance, Wendy Barlow, says she first took 68-year-old Flair to the hospital Friday night after he was complaining of severe abdominal pains. And from that moment on, it all seems like a nightmare.
Can we give a woo to help him feel better?
Like a soft woo or a heavy woo?
Go for it.
Woo.
Let's do a big one.
1, 2, 3. Woo! Get better.
Barlow says Flair is now dealing with multiple organ problems, but didn't get into specifics. She said, I want everyone to know he still needs prayers. Katie Holmes talked with the Today Show about daughter Suri becoming a teenager in the next couple years.
What? That seems like she's just a kid.
You know, she is 11 and a half, and she's a great girl, and she's doing so well. And I'm enjoying this time, and I'm not so worried yet about the teenagers.
I have a 13-year-old daughter. It's different. Dad's not as cool as Dad used to be, so just a warning. I hope you don't go through that period.
I never was cool, so I'm like,
you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, I got nothing to lose. I'm totally ready for this.
Kim Kardashian admitted that she almost didn't marry Chris Humphries. The Kardashian clan did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and in it, Kim said, there was all this attention on the wedding, and I thought maybe it was just the pressure of the show giving me the anxiety. She said her friends told her she just had cold feet, but even the producer said to her, you don't seem happy. You don't have to go through with this. And in the interview, Khloe claims the reality show Khloe and Lamar was her ex's idea, not hers. Kris Jenner added that Kourtney didn't want to do the reality show at first, and Kourtney said that she used to cry in the bathroom when filming the show. Anna Faris is speaking out since her shocking split from Chris Pratt in her first podcast since their breakup after 8 years of marriage. The actress opened up about issues she apparently had during their relationship as she gave advice to a caller who was having trouble with her boyfriend. Anna said, don't be afraid to feel your independence if things aren't right. She said, life is too short for you to be in relationships where you're feeling that it isn't fully right or somebody doesn't have your back or somebody doesn't value you in every way. The feud between Pink and Christina Aguilera is over. After the announcement that Pink will be receiving the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award at the MTV Video Music Awards, some Twitter users ripped her, with one person writing, let's celebrate Pink's Vanguard Award with the only relevant video of her career, starring as Christina's backup singer. Pink responded to the tweet writing, want to point out an awful new phenomenon of the last 10 years. We can no longer be happy for each other. I heart Xtina. We've made amends. Pink and Aguilera exchanged a war of words over the years because of Lady Marmalade and that collaboration, with Pink alleging that Christina was difficult to work with during the recording process.
Well, that
I believe.
I was going to say, that's got to be true, because that's not the first person that's ever said that before.
I have firsthand accounts of people that I know that live and work in L.A., and have told me awful horror stories about Christina. Terrible, 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 terrible things.
Haters.
Yes.
Let's just take a little break in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest song of all time. Fall Out Boy bassist Pete Wentz wants Rihanna to be on the band's new album. Wentz said he's been trying to get Rihanna to be a guest for them over a decade, and it'll never happen. Fall Out Boy announced last week the release for their release date for their new album, Mania, has been pushed back because it's not ready, because no one is interested. It was supposed to be on September 15th.
That's not true.
But
what? People are totally interested. You think
no,
just because you don't
what?
Like something that nobody else is, and the thing is, I'm predicting right now, I'm going to do my wild prediction, I think Rihanna will hop on the track.
Okay, we'll see who's right.
She will.
It'll be me, because I'm never wrong.
Yes, oh my God, you're wrong. You just say a bunch of stuff and hope something sticks.
No, it's absolutely true. Okay, so what was their last single was like 2013? 2014.
People still love Fall Out Boy, and I don't even try. Don't even try to say that they're butt rock either.
It's not butt rock.
Good.
It's that pop rock stuff, but that stuff isn't it anymore. Think about.
It may not be the current flavor hip hop.
Panic
right
at the
now.
Disco just came out. They had a new single, and it was garbage. That was played this last year.
Yeah, but Fall Out Boy is way better than Panic at the Disco, and I still like Panic at the Disco. But
Panic,
not even comparable.
Fall Out Boy had some kind of single they were trying to push also that did not do well at all.
But that happens though. Like, not everybody has a smash song all the time. I'm just saying, you cannot say that they're terrible or that they're over. Nobody likes them.
No, I'm saying they are not terrible, but they're not in style anymore. Music has shifted. No one's doing pop rock anymore. Those bands like Boys Like Girls. What else am I thinking of? What's the one? The guy. There was a guy in the group. They were on E. Lindsay Lohan had a thing.
They were on E.
Isn't that like E Entertainment?
Or? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I thought you were accusing them of drugs. drug use.
No, what? No, no, they had a show. But anyway, all those types of bands that like pop rock style or whatever, it's not in anymore.
I'm not disagreeing, but like things go in cycles. Remember when boy bands, like all you would have
heard? That's what I'm saying.
But they're still good, and I could still see them doing a rock track. Guarantee you, Fall Out Boy will come out with some song either for the NBA Finals or for NFL. It'll be a big anthem. It'll come out, I bet, this year or next, and maybe Rihanna will be on. On it.
Yeah, we'll make a bet right now.
I'll bet you a Chick-fil-A lunch, and my lunch is a little more expensive than yours because I get the spicy chicken combo, then I get an extra Chick-fil-A sandwich
on the
side.
Spoiler alert, if an artist has to go in an interview and talk like saying and begging for an artist to work with them, it's because they're not responding to their manager asking them to work with them. So she's not going to do it.
Go ahead and say it, Alex. I'm always right.
I'm always right.
But you're not, though.
Yeah, she's not going to be allowed in Hot Topic anymore, though.
Yeah, your days of shopping there are over, so I hope you realize what your mouth has got you into. Hope you know.
All right.
Anything else you want to say about this?
That's my opinion! That's it.
All right. Thank you.